Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. We're so glad that you joined us today for the program. And my name is Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church. And we are doing a topical devotional here on the radio. And we just enjoy having you join in with us. And we're going to start the program a little different today. I have a oldie but a goodie favorite song of mine, and it really ties in with the topic of what we're going to be talking about today. So real quickly, give a listen to this song by Capstone called You Are My Rock.
Your rain fall down, 'cause you are my rock, you are my rock now, yeah. Wash away the sand and the clay, 'cause you are my rock, you are my rock.
All right, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that song. That was, once again, You Are My Rock by Capstone, one of my favorites. And I'd like to welcome Patty Wilson to the program. Patty, you brought the topic.
Yes.
You Are My Rock. And I was like, had to play my favorite song about that. But such a great topic. You know, we need to know who our rock is. Mm-hmm. What are we building our house on? You know, I always think of that scripture. You're going to build your house on the rock. You're going to build your house on the sand. Because when the winds of life come and they blow, it's more stable on the rock. You see, because yesterday we talked about stability. So today we want to show you where the foundation is for stability. So, Patty, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back again. Yeah, Jesus is my rock, my firm foundation. And, you know, you talked about building the house. We have to build the house on a firm foundation.
Yes.
And that foundation is Jesus. And I have scripture to back that up. So we'll go back to that.
Scripture upon scripture upon scripture.
The word.
That's
the word.
Good.
So, but how I came up with the topic of rock, a couple weeks ago, I was woke up in the morning, and, you know, I really am basically a pretty happy person.
Sure, sure.
And life is good, but I know a lot of the teachings that, you know, I bring out are from those places, you know, where we really have
our
to
own
tap
personal
into.
Life struggles and situations and even victories.
Exactly. Well, because if you trust in God as your rock through these struggles, then you find that, you know, there's your victory right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
but anyway, I woke up this morning and I was just feeling really heavy.
You were really feeling
emotionally
heavy?
Yeah, okay. And I just not knowing what's going on. Why am I feeling this way?
I wake up every morning feeling heavy, Patty. But it's usually because I ate four or five times yesterday.
Exactly. It might have been the problem,
I'm kidding. I know. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, but
just a heaviness on you. And how many guys out there listening today have just woke up and you just felt like, oh, man, I had another day of life to do here, you know, kind of thing. What's it going to be today?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? What's going to go wrong? I mean, we can get into those negative mindsets and even depression and anxiety about the upcoming day. And it can be really, it can be debilitating.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was feeling that way that morning. And I began to look around the room. And of course, I began to see the pictures of my sister and my dad and, you know, different things my father had given me were all in the room. And I just lost my sister and my dad, you know, five months apart. And so I think I was feeling, you know, some of the heaviness of that. Yeah. Wasn't getting
That's
along
a big
with
thing.
Somebody. Yeah. And I was really verbally attacked. And it kind of shook me a little bit. It hurt.
Sweet little Patty.
Yeah.
got attacked.
I sure did.
That devil, man. I tell you.
Yeah.
He don't play around, does he?
Mm-mm. No. So it wasn't fun. So I was just kind of feeling that. And I was sitting there and I was trying not to cry. And so I just caught myself taking some deep breaths. And as I did, I thought, pause. Just calmly think about that. Selah popped into my head. And I thought, pause. Okay, pause. I have an app on my phone called Pause by John Eckler.
Oh, nice.
And so I put that on, and you can pick like between 3 and 10 minutes. You put it on, it plays music, it plays scripture, makes you breathe in, breathe out, you know, just a calm, nice way to start your day. And so I thought, okay, I need to go to my Pause app. And I did. And as I sat there, one of the scriptures he shared was, "The God of all grace will strengthen you, restore you, make you firm and steadfast." And again, I heard Selah. And we used to hear that a lot in the church. And if you look that up,
back in the day.
Yeah, pause, calmly think about that. And so I sat there, and as I did, then that old song rose up in my heart. "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And that was a scripture song that we used to sing years ago in church. I hadn't thought about it in forever. But when that song rose up and it said, "When my heart is overwhelmed," I realized that's how I felt.
Exactly how I felt.
Yeah, it's a good one. Mm-hmm. And I was overwhelmed. There were so many things going on in my emotions,
everything.
That's
a huge thing to try to overcome, loss of two family members. And I know there's people out there right now that have lost people in their lives, Patty. And I appreciate your transparency to get on here and go, you know what, I was overwhelmed by that. And some of you guys are overwhelmed out there. Listening to the program today. And maybe you didn't lose somebody in your life, but maybe you lost a job. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you're struggling financially. Mm-hmm. You're looking at losing your house or something like that, you know? And we just want you to know that that's real. Mm-hmm. That is a real thing. And you know what, Patty? Why don't you just, I'm just feeling led to, there's someone listening today. We need to pray for them real quick.
Oh,
so
yes.
Somebody's overwhelmed out there. So why don't you just lead us in a prayer for the Lord to just bring breakthrough into their lives right now.
Amen, amen. Father, that song we just heard play before we came on, it talked about, Father, leading us to the rock to wash away the sand and the clay. Lord, all of those things that are overwhelming us, Father, I pray in particular for those who are dealing with grief and loss of loved ones. Father, comfort them. Lead them to the rock today that is stronger than they are. Your strength is sufficient. Your strength is all that we need. Cause them to seek you and to fall to their knees, Father God,
thank you,
and
Lord.
To sit at your table, Lord.
Yes. Lord, I just thank you that you are leading them to yourself, Lord, that you're drawing them into your presence, that you are a firm foundation for them. You are their rock.
Yes.
And Lord, we are believing for victory and breakthrough over every person that's hearing this prayer. And we know, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could even ask or think. according to the power at work within us. So, Lord, we just thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Breakthrough, guys. Amen. Breakthrough all of that and turn to the Lord, and he will be your rock.
Amen. That's right. Yes, and when you're overwhelmed, if I look that word up and it means overcome, overpowered by thoughts or feelings, buried down beneath a huge mass, those are some of the feelings we have when we're overwhelmed. And sure. So I knew God was speaking to me, you know, through all of this about being my rock. And, you know, for those people that we just prayed for that are there, when I began to, Selah, like I kept saying, Selah kept coming up.
Right,
during that
right.
time. And I'm thinking, calm, pause, think about that. Number one, that's what you need to do when you're feeling that way. You just need to sit and just pause, kind of just breathe. You
sure.
know, it's going to be okay. And even this too shall pass. Just calm and think about that. But when I began to look up scriptures and the word rock and all that, and then I began to look up Selah, what does that really mean in that?
Sure.
And you know, there are two Selahs. And I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
There is one, well, actually, I guess you could say three, the pause, calmly think about that. And also it's a musical interlude.
Right, right.
And but then I found when I was digging around, there's another spelling, which is S-E-L-A in the Hebrew. And you're not going to believe this. Guess what the meaning is?
Rock.
Rock. I couldn't believe it. So the whole time I'm hearing Selah, Selah.
Nice.
I'm thinking just calmly sit and think about that.
Yeah.
It's still tying back into I am your rock.
Nice.
I am what you need. I'm your stability. I'm your strength. I'm your foundation.
Sure, sure. So who is the rock then?
Jesus.
Jesus is the rock.
The word refers to
the rock of our salvation. You know, we hear that a lot of times in scripture. And, you know, salvation's kind of a Christianese term. You know, you've heard it if you're a Christian, but if you're not, you may like, salvation, what does that mean? It means that, you know, you need to be saved from your sin. And, you know, Jesus is our rock. He's our foundation. We can put our trust in him. We can build our lives on the foundation that he has set us free from our sins, and that we can now live free from sin and build a new life on a different foundation of the Word of God and prayer and a relationship with Jesus. And in doing that, we see our lives changed and transformed. There are people out there right now, Patty, that they need to tear their old houses down.
Come on.
Need to rebuild them, keep the materials, and move them over to a new foundation where Jesus is, and then begin to rebuild your house on the rock, because you built your house on the sand. In your life, you let the world tell you how to build, what to build, and I've done that. You know, I actually ended up doing a lot of work in real estate back in 07 when the real estate market was just thriving, and I built my financial life on, you know, the world system. And it ended up crumbling right in front of me. 3 years of my life went down the tube, and a $1 million bankruptcy, and lost all of my properties and everything that I was doing. And, you know, you know, and that's painful and hard. But, you know, God was like, why did you build your self on the sand, where knowing that it wasn't stable? And you know, we talked about stability yesterday, and my stability was in my own ability.
Exactly.
See, I'm a poet. I don't even know it. So I had to rebuild my life financially. I had to go and say, God, I built my house financially on the sand. It crumbled. Okay, now what do you want me to do? He said, you use the world system to get into that big mess. Use the world system to get out of that mess. Okay, so I ended up having to file bankruptcy and just being transparent, you know, lost everything. But then the Lord said, get out of the world system and get over on the rock. Get over and let me show you how to build your life financially. And I never looked back. You know, we don't, you know, We just don't do our lives the way we were, getting loans we had no business getting, doing things we didn't need to be doing. You know, we build more wisely now. We actually allow the Lord to lead us in what we're doing in our lives financially and show us the way. And, you know, we're still not perfect and nobody mm-hmm. will be, but you know what? We're way better because we are building our house on the rock, not on the sand.
That's right. So that's good stuff.
Yeah, it is actually. Yep. So. Mm.
God of restoration. Boy, well, everything we're talking about, you know, David, he knew all about that.
Oh, yeah.
And he, you can go back and read the Psalms, and he talks over and over and over about God being his rock. And in Psalm 62,
yeah,
I'm going to read it. It says, "In God alone my soul finds rest. My salvation comes from him," which just backs up everything you just said.
Yeah, right.
"He alone is my rock and my salvation. He's my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you threaten man? Will all of you throw him down like a leaning wall or a tottering fence? They fully intended to cast him down." And let me see. I'm going to scroll down. "Rest in God alone, my soul, for my hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor rest on God, my rock. He is my refuge. I'm trusting in him at all times." And he goes on and on. But there are many different scriptures
sure.
that say Jesus, God, is their rock.
Sure.
And then we go into the New Testament, and we're hearing the same thing from the disciples. And even Peter says, you know, build your house on a firm foundation. And he refers to Jesus as being the cornerstone, the firm
yeah.
foundation that we build on. Like you
so
said, you're
good.
Building your homes on the world system, not on God's system. It has to be on the cornerstone, the firm foundation, the rock, Jesus Christ, on the Word of God, which is alive and active and breathing.
Yeah.
You know, so if we follow that Word, there's safety, there's protection, in that your walls will be
so good.
Standing firm.
You know, I loved what you said there. It's I'm trusting him at all times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy to trust God when things are going good.
Yeah.
But, you know, in that Psalm scripture, it said, I will trust him at all times. And you know what? I had to trust the Lord when things were crumbling in my life. You
mm-hmm.
know, you've felt the same
thing.
You've been
yeah.
through the similar things. I know there are people out there that their lives feel like they're crumbling right now, but you've got to trust God in the midst of that. And you know what? Maybe if you don't know God, you got to come to know Jesus. Give your life to Jesus Christ and then start trusting that God's going to get you out of the mess that you're in. And he will. He will show you a way to walk out of any situation in your life. If you will trust him, if you'll lean on him, if you'll go to his word,
mm-hmm.
if you'll allow him to direct you and guide you, God will walk you out of any situation
right.
that you're dealing with in your life.
Mm-mm-mm. God so, is so faithful.
Yeah, I mean, in Matthew 7:24, it says, build your house on what? The rock, a firm foundation. And, you know, we've talked about that, but what is your foundation in out there, people? What are you building your life on? Are you building it around a job? Because guess what? What if you get fired tomorrow?
Yeah, right.
Or if you're building your life around a relationship, what if they break up with you tomorrow or divorce you or leave you or whatever, and you're going to crumble in your life? What are you building your life on? There is no safer place to build your life than on the foundation of Jesus Christ. In Matthew 7:24, build your house on the rock. What rock? Jesus.
Man, I'm going to read another scripture.
Come on, let's
do it. Romans 9:33. As it is written, see, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and the one who believes in me will never be put to shame.
I love that.
So, you know, I was thinking about you with the market. You know, so many of us face the same thing. We lost our shirts
sure.
when the market
yeah.
crashed. It was crazy. And there was a lot of shame.
Oh, for
that
sure.
That came with that. But if we're standing on the rock and the firm foundation, we don't have to be ashamed. We
right.
learn, like you said, you learn, you don't look back, you grow,
right.
and you move forward. And I don't know, I just sense that there are a lot of people that are dealing with a lot of regret and a lot of guilt and a lot of shame from the past.
Right.
Because they weren't standing on the rock. You know, they kind of moved away from that.
Well, you didn't even
foundation.
Know there was a rock, some of you, you know? Exactly. I mean, the enemy had you from go, and, mm-hmm. and you lived your life according to the world system. You ran around, you did what you did, you got in trouble, some of you went to prison, maybe some of you got pregnant, maybe any number of things that we've all done. I've done them, you've done them, you know, mm-hmm. we've got a past.
Yep.
You guys out there have a past, but you know what? We can't live our lives on our past.
That's right.
You know, you got to do what Pumbaa said in The Lion King. You know, you got to put your past in your behind, you know, and you got to put it behind you, and you got to move forward. You got to begin to rebuild. You got to begin to restructure. And that's what we're talking about today, you know, is that, you know, Jesus, you are my rock, my foundation, the place that I can safely build, knowing that it will never give way. It's never going to falter. It's never going to fail. He will always be there. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. All things are going to work together for good because mm-hmm. you love me. You're on the rock and you know, you're walking according to my purposes.
Yes.
So I'm going to be your fortress. Like you were saying, it's just, it's simple, but it's so hard at the same time because it costs you everything, but you gain everything.
Exactly.
You know, when you give your life to Jesus Christ.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, and he sets you free, you know, from all that stuff. So if you're dealing with that today, if you're dealing with the shame, if you're feeling shaken, you know, we're praying right now in Jesus' name, Father, whoever it is that's dealing with that, set them free right now.
Yeah.
Right now, Father, just let them go to their knees and find rest in you. Let them find hope in you. We release hope over these people right now today in Jesus' name, and let them begin to build afresh and anew on that foundation of you, Jesus, as their rock.
That
Amen.
Is so good. And, you know, guys, we are just hoping that you're enjoying the topic today. We're hoping that it's ministering to you, it's speaking to you. The true victory is found in the blood of Jesus. Mm, let's talk about the blood of Jesus for a minute, you know, because it says, how much more will the blood of Jesus purge your conscience from dead works so that you can serve the living God? That's in Hebrews, I think, 9. I'm not sure. But I know that there are people out there that need to put some stuff behind them. They need to be free from the shame and the guilt like mm-hmm. you were talking about. And the only thing that's going to do that for you is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
It will wash you as white as snow. It'll change your attitude. It'll change your gratitude. It'll change everything, even your latitude. I don't know why I feel like I have to rhyme, but I do it all the time. So you just allow that precious blood of Jesus to just wash over you. Mm-hmm. It's simple. It's just faith. It's just believing that, God, I am just laying myself in your arms, in your hands, and I'm saying, take my life and do something powerful and meaningful through me for the world.
Yes.
You know, and he's able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
God says, I'm able to do it. So you just got to trust him. And lean not on your own understanding, but allow the Lord to rebuild you from the ground up, some of you. And others, you know, just keep doing it. Some of you are doing it. And I want you to just keep pressing forward towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, you're growing weary, but you know what? The Bible says, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap. And God is working. He is your foundation. He is your rock. And if you are on the rock, keep building, keep standing, keep pressing against this world system as it's getting more and more difficult in our lives to keep pushing the world away. It's like it's everywhere. It's in our faces and the agendas and the situations. Yeah. There's no other place that you're going to be able to stand soon in this world than on the rock of Jesus Christ. And those who are not standing on the rock will be crushed by the rock.
That's right. You see, God says that he will take everything that the enemy means for death and destruction and turn it for his glory.
Yeah.
And that's what happens as we begin to rebuild on the rock. All that stuff from the past, if we'll just allow God to, he'll take everything, because the enemy is out there. And like you said, he means to crush, to kill, to destroy.
Yeah, for sure.
And so a lot of the guilt, the shame, all those things, that's just the enemy coming against you to try and kill you, to take you out. But God says, I will take those things and I'll give you a story from my glory. Your testimony of God bringing you through that very situation and circumstance you face, you know, that people are going to see you stand on that rock. They're going to see you rebuilding, and that's going to draw others to you.
Yeah, they're
going to
want to see what they're seeing in you. They're going to want to see it in their own lives.
That's right.
And that's where we're at right now, even the same thing for me. So, you know what? When you say to Jesus, you are my rock, and you begin to build your life on him, you can't lose. He will accomplish that which he's set for you to do. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. So, guys, we hope you've really enjoyed the program today. We've been talking about you are my rock, Jesus. And you know what? He is the stability. He is what you need. We're going to end the program right here. I want you guys to take a minute and just hear a few things from our sponsors. God bless you and have a great day. Thank you for turning the light on in your life and listening to me and Patty. We're so glad to be here and be able to share the word of God with you all.
God bless.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my joy. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.